Art is the only way to run away from home without leaving home. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. Art is the only way to run away without leaving home. Now, Dr. Sylvia Maria Enns described this in this way. She said, because you can make pictures, because you can use your imagination, you can stay at home and travel the universe and paint and draw or do whatever you want to do. Now, is that correct? Art is the only way to run away without leaving home. What do children love to do? They love to read adventure stories. They love to read stories about adventures of Jane and Paul and John and Mary climbing up trees and sliding down trees. They like to read stories about them going to the mountains. And they like to read stories about them coming home from vacation with all sorts of show and tell things that they learned on their vacation. Art, it truly is a manner in which we can take our imagination and display it and do beautiful things. Now, I've been watching Ellen Jeremini as she works with her art. Ellen Jeremini is one of the classic artists of today. She's what's called a digital artist. She takes her camera and points and shoots and hopes it works. But she does more than that. She sets people up. She says, now, closer together, farther apart. She says, now, lean over. Now, get a smile on your face. She's saying, no, I don't want that in the background. Go over on the side here. I want this in the background. And always she's creating. Always she's being artistic. Always she's being with imagination and illumination with everything that she does. She's an amazing lady. Art is the only way to run away without leaving home. Now, why do we want to run away? Why do we want to run? Now, you may wonder what this growling is all about. And I'm not growling, but I have a little mini pin here who's the size of two good-sized hands. And then I have a golden retriever that's the size of many, 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 many hands, 80 pounds worth. And the golden retriever opens his mouth, and the mini pin sticks her head in there and says, what do you got to eat in here? And Rex is saying, please, we're playing now. This is just for fun. Just leave my supper alone. But, right, love? Love is the mini pin. I have just painted you a picture of what's going on underneath our glass table here with Rex and little Love. And they're just having the time of their life. And Love can crawl under a chair and be unavailable to Rex if he wants to. But he likes to get right out there and climb right in Rex's mouth and see what's going on down there. And he says, man, this is a big canyon. He says, I've crawled inside of Button's mouth. Button is our mini schnauzer, but it isn't the same thing. My goodness, Rex has got a canyon there big as all out of doors. Right, Love? Yes. But what do? They are creating imaginary ideas. They're playing together. Button's Love is opening, you know, and you think, oh, he's angry, and he's not. And Rex is there, his mouth maybe 2 feet wide like an alligator, and you think, oh, my goodness, he's going to chew him up, he's going to eat him to pieces, but no way. It's just a play game. It's just imagination. They visualize all sorts of wonderful things going on. They visualize all sorts of beautiful things playing with each other. Now, if animals can do that, certainly people can too. And what sort of art do you like to play with? Do you like to play with the art like the dogs do here? Do you like to play with paintings? Do you like to play with reading books? That's an art. What books are you going to read? You know, what is it that you like to do which allows you to be everywhere in the universe at once? Well, for me, I like to take OBEs. I think OBEs are just wonderful. OBEs are out-of-body journeys, out-of-body experiences. And I can snap into them just like nobody's business. People say, well, Herb, you got a good imagination. And then I tell stories. Herb, that's a great story, but that's a good imagination. Just what makes you think you're so super smart to know that that's imagination and not real? Maybe it's very real. Maybe I really am doing those things. Maybe I really am going into those experiences. Now, can you? I say to Sylvia here, who knows it all, you know, she's just one of these people who think she knows it all. I say, Sylvia, remember when you were 6 years old? Yes. Remember what you were doing when you were six? Yes. And what was your mother doing when you were six? Well, she was mad at me most of the time because I was always getting into things. What sort of things were you getting into? And so she starts telling us the stories of what she got into when she was 5 years old. You know, that's how many centuries ago? And she remembers it just like it was yesterday. Now, is she right? No. Mrs. Enns, would you tell me, is she right in the things she's saying about her memory? Did she remember it right?
Yeah. And,
huh?
Yes.
Wow! Your mom is on your side, kid. Your mom is on your side. And so, I guess Sylvia does have a good memory. I guess Sylvia does remember what happened when she was 5 years old, for goodness sakes. That's terrific. But you see, this is what life is all about. We have all of these adventures. They're artistic adventures, and we travel the world. And when I have an out-of-body journey for my classes, I'll say, okay, now everybody lay down, relax, close your eyes. Now visualize where you'd like to go. You know, visualize what you'd like. You want to go visit your dad? You want to go visit the Alps? You want to go any place at all? Doesn't matter. And so then they all start visualizing. I say, okay, now let's go. And then one, two, three, gone. And then they're gone. And then I tingling a bell or something, you know. Yeah. We sure have some interesting bells here. That's not bad. I tingling a bell, and they start like that, and they come back, and they say, I just got started. I just got started. You know, and I'm just going here. I'm just doing. You have been doing that for 30 minutes. But I just got started. Well, you got to travel a little faster. You know, perfect speed is being there. So, you see, people do this. Then I ask them, what journeys did you take? And they tell me. And some of the journeys are very fanciful. Some of the journeys are very imaginative. But most of the journeys are, unfortunately, not real. They made it up so they would look good in the eyes of the other people in the group. So that they would look like they, too, had that imagination. But people don't have imaginations. They don't have imaginations. They are unable to be creative. I say to Ingeborg so often, play the game, Ingeborg. Play the game. And she has never learned to do that. When she was a child, everything was business, you know. Her mother would say, do this, do that, do that. There was no imagination, you know. Facts, 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 you know. In working in the post office, she had to know the exact facts. She couldn't say, well, I think there's $1,000 there. Ingeborg, we only have 20 stamps there, and each stamp is worth 20 cents. So it's not $1,000. Well, it sounds good, you know. And she wasn't allowed to be an imaginative youngster. And when you aren't allowed to be an imaginative youngster, you're sort of missing some of the fun of life. You're missing some of the art of life, the movement to places where you never dreamed that you would go. Now, how many of you read Siddhartha? Right, it's a good book. Now, what happened? You haven't read it yet. Yeah, very good. It's a good book, but now where is Siddhartha? Where is Siddhartha? Is in India.
Oh, okay.
And you are going to India. Well, now, I'm sure that every one of you went to India, which was next door to where you live. And if you live in Switzerland, India was right there in Switzerland. India had the same type of roads that Switzerland has. India had the same type of markets and supermarkets and the same type of stores and restaurants and people and the clothing. Oh, maybe once in a while you'd fall into the Indian trap of the sarari or the sarong or something. But basically, it would be exactly what you're familiar with. Now, this is what people do. Now, When you really get into your imagination, when you are a professional, then the whole scene is just like it's supposed to be. And by supposed to be, it's just like we would read about it in some other book which described what it was. But you see, we have the ability to be very imaginative. And the more imaginative we are, the more off the subject we are, the more fabulous we are in our creativity. Now, you say, I would like to create, all right, here's a good one. We have some friends who have written us and asked us for healing. Thousands of them. And in asking us for healing, they think we're going to give them a healing. Now, they don't know that they are very silly, that they're already whole and perfect. And all we do is see them already whole and perfect. We see them already experiencing this. And so then they call back and say, you can stop the treatment for me now. I'm whole and perfect. We say, that's right. We do it right from the beginning. Yeah. But you see, that is what you do. You do not go on your trip to India, like Siddhartha's area, and make it up as you go along. You already are there in your consciousness. You are already there in your imagination. You're already there in your creativity. And this is what makes a truly wonderful, imaginative person. This is what makes all of this so much fun. So if you want a couple of lessons in how to do an out-of-body journey, sit down with your little kids and ask them to tell you what they did during the day. And you will have taken an out-of-body journey. It will be pure creativity, maybe a little fact here and there, you know. But most of it will be imagination, and wonderful imagination. Think about that. Art is the only way to run away without leaving home. Imagination is the only way of entering into the world at large without leaving home. What happens to you, Sylvia, when you read the National Geographic? Are you there?
Yeah.
Sure. And Ingeborg, what happens to you when you read the National Geographic? You're right there, aren't you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're helping them clean up the world, aren't you? And where are you when you were in school and they show you your school books and in there it's Dick and Jane going for a walk? What are you doing? You're Dick, aren't you? You're taking the walk. Yeah. See? That's you. And you. What do you do when you read a book on a driver's manual? You write it away, think of your previous driver training teacher, right? And Ellen, what do you think? Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. Ellen, what do you think about when you are working at your desk and you're thinking about the bookkeeping that's already set up there? What are you thinking about?
Is that what I did that?
Yes, but you're thinking about Stefan who set it up, right?
Not at all.
Not at all. Well, you see, she's thinking even more positively. It's already done. But that's great. And what do you think about when you go to school and you're walking next to a very nice young boy and the boy says, oh, Sabrina, you're so sweet. And you look at him and say, yuck. He's not sweet. He looks like a normal boy. You see, we all have imagination. We all play the games and we all do great things. So build on your imagination and watch healing in your world, watch fulfillment of all your treatments in your world, and watch you being the happiest person on the face of the earth. So, have a lovely afternoon and know that I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.